How do we preserve the past? It's something that we have to do carefully. We need to make sure that we properly represent what was before it's lost forever. Resettlement was a government program that aimed to move people into growth centers. It affected hundreds of communities and thousands of people. Today, many people and groups are trying in their own way to preserve the memory of these towns. George Brown is one of those people. He grew up in Tax Beach.
You have Tax Beach proper, you have Best Harbor. You're all part of the community of Tax Beach, and a resettled island right now in Placentia Bay. It's about 14 miles up the bay from Arnold's Cove.
Brown then explained to me why the town was resettled. Services were limited, and the only way to access Tax Beach was through boat, making the town unviable.
You had to go to, come by chance, to go to the hospital. If you went away somewhere, you had to get on a boat for an hour or two and connect with the train in Arnold's Cove. Well, the students would have to go away to get work. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the islands in Placentia Bay resettled for the same reasons.
Brown moved away for work before it resettled. Recently, he wrote a book called Best's Harbor, named after one of the sub-communities in Tax Beach. This was his way of preserving history.
I'm looking between 1840 and 1967. People came there and lived, people moved away, and what people did on the island, and it's the history.
Writing the book taught Brown about where he came from. He and others have cabins out there and go back during the summers.
When you go back, you feel like you are at home. I'm 80 years old, so when I go up there, I walk in the old roads. A lot comes back to me, and a lot of reminiscing.
Many people in Placentia Bay resettled into Arnold's Cove. Edna Penny, a member of that community's town council, is focused on keeping the history of resettlement alive.
It's significant for not only our town, but it's preserving our heritage and our history.
The town collects memorabilia and information from others to share and remember these communities.
I want to get involved and help out the best I could to preserve some of this stuff and collect stories.
Resettlement didn't just affect the island of Newfoundland. It also affected Labrador. Battle Harbor is one of the most well-known resettlements in the province's history. Now it takes on a new life as a tourist attraction where people can go to experience life as it once was. I spoke with Peter Bull, the executive director of the Battle Harbor Historic Trust, to learn more about the town.
Battle Harbor used to be the saltfish capital of Labrador. Slade Company from Poole, England came over in the 1870s. They opened up a fishing room there. It kept going right on up to 67 when it was resettled. Fishing operation kept on out there till 92 to the moratorium. And then the restoration and the National Historic District began.
According to Bull, a factor that contributed to Battle Harbor's decline was the movement of services to other towns.
When the hospital burned down, that was key. And when they rebuilt the hospital back in Mary's Harbor, which is 9 miles away in the bay, when that happened, it was a slow decay, I guess, of the town into Mary's Harbor.
Battle Harbor began a new life in the 90s when the Historic Trust acquired it, turning it into a tourist site.
Restoration is what it's about. We really show what an old-time fishing village was like. There are no cars, there are no streetlights, there's, you know, no overhead wires. It's just pretty unique.
In 1996, Battle Harbor became recognized as an official historic site. Bull believes that what they're doing is important to preserving history.
This fishing premises that's restored and still at Battle Harbor is one of a kind now, but they used to be everywhere. And it's so important to keep that alive. And it's a really important part of our province's history that we're very proud of what we do there.
Resettled communities are remembered in ways like these. Jerry Dick, the executive director of Heritage NL, explained to me why people do this.
People in this province, I think, traditionally had a very profound sense of connection to place. And that was also wrapped up with their social and family ties. People lost that when they resettled. You know, there's something sad about seeing a place that maybe existed for 200 years or more suddenly just doesn't exist anymore.
Dick also pointed out that a lot of the province's identity is rooted in rural towns. When resettlement happens, we lose that.
I think a lot of our identity in this province is rooted in rural places. And so, of course, our society changes, and the more that we lose these small rural communities, you know, to some degree, I think we lose our links to our past and our roots.
With time, demographics change. More towns may be resettled in the future. What the next generations will know about these towns will depend on what we preserve today. For Kicker News, I'm Patrick Newhook.